Student activities in Sitka are getting a boost from the marijuana industry. During their meeting last week, the assembly approved depositing all money generated from state marijuana licensing fees into a specific fund for student travel sponsored by the school district. Assemblyman Stephen Eisenbeis believes this could generate $8,000 to $10,000, depending on how the burgeoning pot industry takes off. So far, the state has awarded licenses to 3 cultivation facilities and 1 retail shop in Sitka. Each state fee costs $5,000, and local communities receive half of that. As for student activities in Sitka, the local contribution has been fairly stable, $132,000 this year, and teams and clubs fundraise to make up the rest. With more students flying to competitions around Southeast, the need is greater. Superintendent Mary Wagner says she appreciates the assembly's creativity.
Activities and athletics are a great antidote to smoking marijuana. When you're involved with activities, you don't want to. So it is a very interesting and novel approach, but I appreciate the creativity in really keeping our students first and foremost in their minds and action.
The idea wasn't embraced by everyone, though. Aaron Bean, owner of the grow and retail operation Green Leaf Incorporated, objected to the ordinance, stressing the importance of keeping marijuana out of young hands.
If we're funding school programs and the kids that are traveling know where these funds come from, I would hate to encourage, or it's not direct advertising, but I feel as if it's priming, if that makes sense. And I wouldn't be in favor of that as a business owner.
Mim McConnell, who completed her final meeting as Sitka's mayor on Tuesday night, said while she understood where Bean was coming from, there is precedent.
To me, it's kind of like the tobacco tax going to the hospital. So it's we don't give it to the hospital and people thinking, oh, good money going to the hospital, let's smoke more. So hopefully that's not what people think.
The ordinance passed unanimously.